Christ is baptized.
In the Jordan.
In the book of Genesis, we read and learn that Adam and Eve were clothed in glory of the image and likeness of God. But when they fell into the sin, it was not just them that fell, but the whole creation fell with Adam and Eve. When Christ was baptized in the Jordan River, it was really the River Jordan and all of the creation that was baptized in Christ, giving each of us a chance to gain eternal life with Him. But it is not that simple. It is saddening to me to be on social media and reading the comments of people who say, well, I am baptized, therefore I'm saved. I do not have to do anything more, anything else, because Christ sanctified everything. All I have to do is just be, and I'll go to heaven. Well, if we did the whole array of the services just for this feast day, we would hear 7 Gospels describing and giving us a fuller picture of today's feast day. In one of the Gospels, there is a description of why there is an axe leaning against the tree on the icon. And if you look at the icon of Theophany, in the lower left side on the bottom, we will see that there is an actual axe there. It's leaning against the tree. It is a very small detail, but it is a very important one. Evangelist Luke writes, even now the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Every tree that is not fruitful will be cut down and thrown into the fire. This is one of many times where we hear the symbolism of the tree or vine. For example, no good tree bear bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bears good fruit. Or for each tree is known by its fruits. Or the beautiful parable on the barren fig tree. Any example we choose from the gospel, we have to remember that the tree is representing us, each one of us. And the question is, what kind of fruit are we producing? But not just that. Are we fertilizing our soul with the wisdom of the saints, so our tree, us, can grow and be stronger? Or are we just planted as we were at our baptism and were left alone, hoping to grow? If we don't try to be better through works, through prayer, through sacrifices of our daily life, it's a day-to-day martyrdom. We, by our own doing, malnourish ourselves to the point where we don't bear any fruit for ourselves or for others. When I was thinking about today's message, one beautiful saint, Saint Ignatius Brianchanino, came to my mind. Beautiful writer on spiritual life. Tough guy. And in one of his books, he named the book The Field. It's a wonderful book. And the field that he's describing is our soul. And his wisdom that comes from him and from the scriptures is kind of like a fertilizer for us, how to grow deeper in Christ. So our soul never becomes malnourished, but fruitful. And there are many other saints who offer us this wisdom where we need to rely on them and learn from them, so we don't dry up. Today we will bless the water, and Christ is going to enter the water and sanctify it, make it full of nutrients for our soul. nutrients that our soul desperately needs on a daily basis. This water is going to become a life-giving water. Maybe it is not going to solve all of our bodily issues. It can, if we truly believe. But this water will give the nutrient for the soul, so when you hear the gospel on Sunday or feast day, or when you read the scriptures at home, those words become like seeds in your soul that can grow. They can become fruitful for not just you, for your family, for your friends and others. So after the blessing tonight, take some home. Have a sip of it every single day. And if you run out of the water, I'll bless it again. It's a dream. It will be dream come true, to be quite honest with you. God is giving us multiple of chances to grow and become fruitful. Let us not waste this gift. Let us not become the barren trees that are about to be cut down and thrown into the fire, but the trees that bear fruit and multiply. Christ is baptized.